As it turns out, the drop-dead deadline for leaving was not as drop-dead as I thought. The person who's here has allowed us to continue, so I'm going to entertain those questions that people are willing to stay for. So it's open for questions to any of them. LaVarne.
Thank you. Ron, how are you doing? You made a comment about real estate in this package prize. What is that? What did that refer to? You said you made
real estate. I'm talking in terms of program grid.
Okay.
I was just using the analogy of real estate to describe how, you know, before you start constructing at a site, you have to have the land to do it. So we have the land to do some new programming, and it's going to be interesting to see what the management and LSB. Comes up with to replace, you know, some missing elements in our program schedule.
Thank you. I thought that in addition you had found some property in Foggy Bottom.
No, not yet.
Place.
Not yet.
Foggy Bottom.
Would be nice.
Berto.
Yes. I have two questions. One is, I'm assuming, you know, maybe I'm wrong, that you all are sharing information and process, you know, because it seems like at different stations there are certain things you are doing that are extraordinary and that all the other stations could profit from. For example, the training program, the things being done at KPFK, as far as the management internal principles and so forth and so on. So I'm assuming, and you can, you know, elaborate on that, that you're exchanging information among yourself and trying to, you know, help each other out on that. I also heard that seems that at all the stations, almost indiscriminately, there are shorts in fund drives. And I was like, that's why I was kind of rude asking him to confirm that. And it has to do with a little drop in listenership and people who pledge. Obviously, this is a problem we're all facing. I'd like to think that has something to do with programming and we're not meeting the needs of our listenership and we're not doing exciting radio. All of you as a unit, you know, I'd like to hear what do you see, what do you feel, what are your, where do you want to go with this? How do you want to tackle this situation?
I don't know about the other stations, but I know at W, one of the things that, you know, we have to look at in developing new programs is constituencies. Sometimes, you know, we have some programs that, you know, have been around for a while, and their constituencies change or drop off. So we have to look at that. You know, when we look at, you know, future programming, programming that deals, you know, that appeals to constituencies and not just to eclectic groups. The other issue also is the quality of the programming. One of the things that, you know, I'll be proposing, and I've mentioned this here at previous board meetings, but we will do this now that we have a program director, we will assume, is that we will initiate one-year contracts for all of our programmers and triannual evaluations. The reason we're doing that is because we want to give them a chance to improve what they're doing and provide them with the resources to do so. And we also want them to understand that these time slots belong to the station. They don't belong to individuals. If your program is successful and meets the needs of the community and you know, fulfills the objectives, then it can stay for, you know, it can, the contract can be renewed year after year. So there's no, you know, we're not interested in setting a time limit on that. But if it's not, then that gives us a vehicle to cull programs that just aren't productive anymore.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I'd like to hear from the other.
Chandra.
Oh.
Did you want to
hear from? Yeah, sure. The question was to each, so
okay.
Please go ahead.
I want to make a clarification. We ended our fund drive on time, which is why we were short of our goal. Had we extended a day or two, we could have met our goal. But we made a commitment at the beginning of the year in our planning, in our budgeting, that we were going to reduce the number of days we fundraise on air because we didn't want, we were trying to avoid a long-term deficit. and just accept the short-term deficit instead, and especially because we knew that we could recoup it from off-air campaigns. And that's one thing that we as a network need to seriously consider, is reducing our reducing our projections from on-air fundraising to and increasing our projections from off-air. Currently, KPFA raises about 24% of its revenue off-air, but we would like to upgrade that 30%. That would alleviate the fatigue. There's also the issue of Democracy Now!, which I just want to mention quickly. Democracy Now! Has not been raising as much as it has historically, and that has also affected all the stations, I'm sure.
And just a little footnote on Democracy Now!, by the way. We had a very productive meeting with the Democracy Now! Producers and Amy Gutman about that issue just recently, thanks to Greg. And, it should bear some fruit in this upcoming drive, but it was very, very productive.
Well, thanks for the question. There's a lot of answers to that, and the KPFK delegates are welcome to contribute. First of all, during my tenure, in the first 6 months, we've doubled the income at KPFK and went from $500,000 fund drives to $1 million drives, and we've been able to maintain those drives with the exception of one fund drive in 2004. So we've maintained our numbers. And that was partly, I believe, due to the revamping of the program grid at KPFK and being more inclusive with different community groups and, being more inclusive when it comes to the issue of diversity, both off and on the air. Some of the initiatives now, I don't necessarily think that we're losing radio audiences because we're doing bad radio, but because there's so many new media platforms where you can access content from, and that's why we've done so much work on our website and really revamped the whole website. So we've been playing around with podcasting, testing it for the last 6 months, and the audio archiving. In the next few months, I'm hope that we will launch 10 different streams and solicit programming from different community groups where they are just producing content for the web. We launched this new program, the speaker series, where programmers will go out on a monthly basis and meet with communities, different communities throughout the area. We also launched a documentary series, a monthly documentary series that started last year, where different screenings will be happening throughout the signal. Looking at an internship program, I think the training programs at KPFK are doing well, but it's not enough. We need to do more on the area of training and really come up with a strong strategy to incorporate and get youth involved. So that's some of the stuff, because I think it's not just one thing when it comes to retention of audiences. It's all of it. It's outreach. It's programming. It's community involvement. It's you have to do all of those things and to be able to do it well.
Thank you. Chandra and then Lisa.
One of my refrains this weekend, a constant refrain, has been about market shares versus listener sponsorship, and I'll send those numbers around to all the general managers. But listener sponsorship percentages are very low throughout the network versus the market share that they currently have. And I think one of the reasons is, based on my experience with KPFA, is that many in the progressive community do not listen to our stations. And, of course, there's various reasons for that. But one of the reasons that I know is that they're not familiar with it. I go to demonstrations, I go to meetings, I go to various progressive venues and talk about KPFA, even at the KPFA Crafts Fair, and ask people, do you listen to KPFA? Oh, no. KPFA? What is that? So we have to do more about publicizing who we are and what we have and what we offer and find diverse ways of doing it to bring in the audiences that are out there, that if they just switched to the dial and came to our valuable dial stations, because we all have frequencies that are very valuable and you know, really get out there in the community with our transmitters that are powerful, I think we could increase revenue substantially very, very easily. So I challenge you all to this, to increase your listener sponsorship and in proportion to your market share, and increase your market share as well. I know it's corporate sounding, but it's the way I can express it based on what I know. But think about it. Well, I challenge you all to do both. Okay?
Lisa.
Listener sponsorship, not just listenership. So in other words, increase the number of people that listen as well as the number of people that pay.
That's right. Lisa. Hi, my question is directed toward Ron, because I know that I've heard also the issue with a lot of concerns from various communities about diversity within WPFW. And you may have mentioned it when you were speaking, but if you could just expound just a little bit more in terms of what efforts WPFW has taken to also reach out to various communities within D.C., like the Latino community, indigenous people, and also steps you've taken to diversify or to help to ensure more diversity among the staff and programming.
The staff, and I want you to understand, you know, what I'm about to say here. The staff is very, very small and has been in place, for quite a while, since before I became general manager of the station, that's for certain. A lot of the positions are, currently occupied, by people who have been there, in excess of, five or more years. When in the process of hiring the program director and any other positions, we're posting these positions in, various community newspapers, various newspapers from different ethnicities, trying to recruit people from other communities. Because we have such a small staff, and because we have just a few limited positions, it will be difficult to initiate a major turnover of staff without eliminating those people. So what we're trying to do is diversify staff through, any future opportunities that we have, whichever they may be. We do have several positions that we will be posting. One, a volunteer coordinator. The other would be a cultural affairs and arts coordinator. So we hope to achieve some diversity through attrition. In terms of our programming, one of the things that, as I mentioned earlier, we will be reaching out, and we are reaching out and have reached out to the Latina community to involve them in our programming. And the program that the Latina Media Collective began almost exactly a year ago, it would be a year in March actually, that program is doing very well, and is very well supported. There are about 10 Latina volunteers who are participating in that program, and we're going to expand that with our news headlines training that we'll be meeting to talk about this coming Wednesday. So we're trying to reach out. It's not perfect. But we are making efforts to reach that community and to incorporate them into our program grid and present them with opportunities that haven't existed in the past.
And what's the name of the program you just mentioned?
The program is called it's part of a strip of Latin programming. Mm-hmm. It's a group called the Latina Media Collective.
Oh, right.
And we're also reaching out to the African community as well. And I mean the continent of Africa. We're forming African Media Collective as well, because we would like to see Africans from the continent have opportunities in radio also.
Thank you. We've only got like a minute or two left. I got the sign from Odie that the head of the place is telling us we got to be out of here. Thomas has a question, and then we have some announcements before we break. So Thomas, and then also Eva wanted to respond to Chandra's question quickly.
Ron, I wanted to ask, why is Free Speech Radio News at midnight? And also I wanted to know why WPFW hasn't adopted some of the new and improved website work that the national office has been working on and was admirably presented during this meeting this weekend.
The first of all, Free Speech Radio News has been on at midnight for quite a while.
Why?
Well, because that's where it fit in our schedule, you know, at the time. That's exactly why we put it there.
I'm just going to tell you the truth now.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm not
unacceptable.
You know, I'm not going to candy coat it. The program, quite frankly, has not been a revenue generator for WPFW. Yes, we are considering it moving it someplace else, but those pieces of real estate have to be created. You know, I've been in talks with with the program committee about that very thing, about, you know, bringing in a little earlier. That may happen. But right now, that's where it is. And it's not a revenue generator for WPFW. And that's just the fact of it. Now, as far as adopting the website changes that Pacifica National has initiated, we will take part in anything that Pacifica National has to offer. We are also, like I said, redesigning our own website.
Great.
So it'll just be complimentary to that. We plan to take whatever they have to offer and incorporate it into our new website.
Thank you. Eva, you had something very quickly?
Yeah, just quickly, Chandra, you made me think about the comment you made. I think the one thing that we need, another thing that we need in this network is a vision and a strategy on outreach. Because one of the things that we failed dismally in Pacifica is to tell our own stories. And nobody knows the great work that we do. We have to be on the cutting edge of the breaking news. We have to become the leaders in news and become the newsmakers rather than the news followers. We have to take the risk that Greg talked about and be stronger and better and faster than Democracy Now, as much as I love Democracy Now. And so I think unless we take those risks, unless we really become the activists on the streets and on the radio, that we're missing something unique. Because if we can generate the kind of energy and enthusiasm that happens when there's rallies and when the war in Iraq happened, one and two, and when, you know, the anti-war protests in Vietnam happened, Pacifica was on the cutting edge of news, of breaking the news and making this nation stand up. And we have to become that once and again, but we have to do it as a network, and that's what I want to say to you.
And that's as good a coda as any I can think of.